那雅思口语新周刊每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part Two 当中的高频话题，叫做描述一个精力充沛的人物相关。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe an energetic person that you know，你认识的、熟知的一个精力充沛的人。开门见山三个思路，首先交代人物本身，他是我最好的朋友，叫 Jason，然后每天呢充满着能量。他以前上大学的时候是我的校友，现在呢我们在同一个公司工作，把基本信息带入。其次强调他非常有精力的两件事，一是工作，二是健身。他已经坚持4、5年了，每天除了工作之外就是健身，除了撸铁之外就是健身，就是工作，就这点事儿。那强调出来他的一个坚持属性，比如白天能工作6到8个小时。然后晚上还能有2到3个小时去固定健身，大家注意，是每一周每一天都这样，我觉得真的很棒，把这样的细节带入。第三，结尾强调对我的一个影响。那我一直想知道是什么支撑了他一直这样做呢？他跟我说是 passion，是 love，他对于健身的热爱，对工作的热爱，对所有事儿的一个热爱，才能坚持做这么久。这样来看呢，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。首先介绍人物基本信息，其次强调他特别能坚持的事儿是工作和健身，很多年了。那每天非常有活力，最后做一个引导，强调出来对我的影响，以及呢，他告诉我热爱是最重要的。这样来看，三者贯穿回答符合逻辑。话不多讲，5秒钟，看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Actually, speaking of the topic, someone who I think must be full of energy or something is my close friend, formerly named Jason. In fact, he used to be my classmate in university. Then we worked in the same company. The relationship between us has been a while, it's been a long time. See, I told you, we are the real friends, undoubtedly. In fact, he's the kind of person who used to be crazy about his work, now he changed. He becomes a fitness fanatic. As far as I know, he'll probably spend most of the time in the office, nearly 8 to 9 hours each day. I mean, from Sunday to Monday in 7 days. Then all of his leisure time is occupied by sleep and workout. Seriously. Gotta be honest. The point is that he could carry on doing all of this for a long time, more than 4 to 5 years, maybe, till now. I was like a bit surprised at the time, seriously, I was like a bit surprised at the time that how he could do all of this for so many years. I tried to find the answer. I was told that he just loved it. Passion. He told me that passion is the most important thing. Passion is the greatest love in the heart. And this is why he could stay focused on one thing at a time. You know, I've learned a lot from this guy. I mean, he's really different to me. By the way, his muscle seems much nicer than mine. LOL, you know. So that's it.
那在结尾呢，这次做了一个引导，强调出来呢，热爱是做所有事儿的一个根本，可能这份爱是最重要的。考官接下来就问了，那你觉得除了这份爱、这份激情之外，还有什么是很重要的吗？除了兴趣之外，还有比兴趣更重要的吗？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调很久啦，It's been a while。第二个健身达人，Fitness fanatic。第三个被占据，Be occupied by。最后，那他的肌肉线条啊，比我好看太多了。His muscle seems much nicer than mine, much nicer，看起来真的很漂亮。这样来看，把一些小的细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天这期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是可以 follow WeChat B17693917，B17693917。希望今天这样期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。